News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump has signed an executive action to pay Transportation Security Administration employees as Congress struggles to reach a deal to fund the Department of Homeland Security. Early this morning, the Senate appeared to have something. Majority Leader John Thune.
Republicans funded the Department of Homeland Security piecemeal. It's not the way to fund the department.
This long overdue agreement funds TSA, the Coast Guard, FEMA, CISA.
Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer.
Strengthens security at the border and the ports of entry and keeps Americans safe.
But in the House.
This gambit that was done last night is a joke. I'm quite convinced that it can't be that every Senate Republican read the language of this bill.
Speaker Mike Johnson pushing a bill to fund Homeland Security for 2 months.
We're going to send that over to the Senate, and we hope that they'll accept that. They can do it in record time, just like that, with the unanimous consent. They could do that as early as Monday.
Sagar Magani reports there are still long lines at airports.
In Atlanta.
It's an absolute nightmare.
Arthur Sebetsi was trying to get home to Florida in a security line that sneaked onto the sidewalk outside.
Never seen anything like this in my life.
TSA sent reinforcements to Houston, where officials warned wait times could top 4 hours at Bush International. But some airports, where the wait is manageable, are asking travelers not to show up hours early, saying that would just make things worse. Sagar Magani, Washington.
1 month into the Iran war, Israel warns it will expand its attacks as Tehran keeps firing missiles at it and Gulf Arab nations. John Gambrell reports Iran's fighting with insurgent-like tactics.
They're hiding missile launchers inside of what look like commercial trucks or using other sites far within Iran's mountainous regions to hide from the ongoing American and Israeli airstrikes.
This is AP News. Seth Soutelle has the AP Markets Report.
Stocks fell again on Wall Street, finishing off their fifth straight losing week and their worst week since the war with Iran began. The S&P 500 fell 1.7% Friday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 793 points. That's about 1.7%. The Dow is now more than 10% below the record high it set last month. That's a decline Wall Street pros call a correction. The Nasdaq Composite sank 2.1%. Crude oil prices rose again as fighting continued in the Middle East. Investors worry that a drawn-out conflict could hold up enough oil from the Persian Gulf to set off a punishing wave of inflation in the global economy. Seth Soutelle, New York.
AAA shows the national average for a gallon of gasoline hovering around $3.98 per gallon, about a dollar more than a month ago. There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.